Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Art, and my guest today is my colleague, Jill Garcia, Director of Education at South Shore Arts. We're facing a new year and we all need New Year's resolutions, and I'm hoping that many of our listeners will resolve to make more time in 2026 for themselves to explore their creative side. I'm sure you'll agree with me that that's important for all of us to do. And so what are the opportunities we're offering at South Shore Arts in early 2026 for the creatively minded in the region?
Yes, good morning, of course. We have so many fun classes coming up this winter quarter. Our classes start January 5th, and they're going to run through mid-March. This quarter, we have a lot of different creative opportunities for all ages. Some new classes that we have are online watercolor. We're doing a kids puppet studio. We're doing paper clay classes and pinch pot animal soap dish. Those are our new classes. And of course, we'll be bringing back our favorite holiday hand building classes. We're going to be doing wheel throwing, drawing, our paintport classes, batik, coil basket weaving, just to name a few. Beyond classes, we also offer studio workshops throughout the year. We have school field trips, birthday parties, and so much more. We have something for everyone this winter.
Why is it that we should give time over to our creative spirit? What would your argument be?
I feel like we're so busy all the time, just doing everything that's necessary. And taking a pause to get in touch with your creative side is so incredibly important. And it just allows us to be creative and give our mind a break, slow down from the day-to-day must-dos, right? So being able to sign up and take a class where you're committed to coming for 8 weeks or 9 weeks for classes, it just gives you something for yourself that you can focus on and kind of take a break from all the things that you have to do on the daily.
One of the things we're going to do this winter is fundraiser for the Northwest Indiana Food Bank, and it has a creative component to it. So would you like to talk a little bit about that, how we're trying to engage our student potters in that fundraiser?
Of course. So we're doing our Project Empty Bowl fundraiser. That's going to be in February, and we've got potters in studio, independent and instructors and people that have thrown before. They're coming in and they're doing hand-building ceramic bowls, and then they're also doing bowls on the wheel. We're going to take all those bowls and get them glazed and make them gorgeous, and then we're going to invite the public in to purchase the bowls and come in and get soup. All the proceeds for the bowls will go towards the Northwest Indiana Food Bank.
So the actual feast day will be February 6th, but we've got people now, right, casting bowls?
That's right. We want to make over 100 bowls, so we are asking people to come in and participate right now so that by the time February 6th comes, we're ready to go.
And then on that day, as you said, you'll be able to buy one of these beautifully crafted fired glazed bowls. It will be filled with soup that evening, donated by 1040 Catering, which is our neighbor in the Center for Visual and Performing Arts at 1040 Ridge Road in Munster, and have a wonderful evening of community. And I think community is what we provide in our through our classes, through our 4, 6, and 9 week classes, right?
Absolutely. We bring people in and we always are getting new faces in, which is incredibly exciting. And it's so nice to see familiar faces. I've seen people come back for mixed media classes and then they'll try their hand at the ceramic studio and then they go back to mixed media. So once people come in, they really just kind of go around to different mediums and try different things. And we are building community here, and it's incredible.
Now, you're an artist. And what's your preferred medium?
My preferred medium is photography. We have a photography studio here, and I would love to bring that back. But I love to do photography. I love to process the images. I like to take the photographs. I like to manipulate them. So anything in photography is incredible. And we've offered that here as well. We've offered digital photography classes, which has been great. We'd like to go back to developing prints and watching the magic come to life in front of our eyes within a studio.
So a rich slate of classes available in the new year, and the opportunity to meet new people, free up your creative side. Any last message to listeners out there for their New Year's resolution of being more creative in 2026?
Absolutely. I would say for Christmas, if you have everything that you need, but there's one thing that's missing or there's one thing you'd like to try, let people know. Sign me up for classes at South Shore Arts. You can go onto our website, southshoreartsonline.org, register for classes. We can do gift certificates. So if there's something that you would like to do, maybe you don't know what it is, but you know that you would love to do some classes here, ask somebody to get a gift certificate for you, and then you can call and jump in a class once you find something that's of great interest.
Well, thank you, Jill. I think I've got to resolve to be more creative, give myself more time in 2026. Well, thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that celebrates the arts in Northwest Indiana.